Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday there was a technical failure after an Israeli strike that local officials say killed at least 45 Palestinians on Monday. In a speech before the Knesset Sunday, the Israeli parliament Monday, Netanyahu said Israel is investigating the strike that reports say started a massive fire that also injured hundreds. Netanyahu said Israel has evacuated about a million non-involved civilians before what he called the tragic mistake. Israel has faced surging criticism, even among its strongest allies, for its war against Hamas. Speaking following a meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Geneva Monday, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell denounced Israel's actions and said the International Court of Justice call for a ceasefire should be respected.
I condemn this in the stronger terms. It proves that there is no safe place in Gaza. And these attacks take place immediately after the International Court of Justice ordered it to stop all military activities in Gaza.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Spain Monday, where he received much needed military aid, but said Ukraine still needs more. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help fight the about 3,000 bombs that he says Russia launches every month at Ukraine. However, Ukraine still urgently needs another 7 US-grade Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia hitting the power grid and civilian areas, as well as military targets, with devastating glide bombs that wreak wide destruction. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-made bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.